Doesn't that computer know who you
are? Don't they have any idea?
Bow down to the Tech Talk host.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Behold the glory that is
me. A little while ago, I was installing some software, and I ran across this exact same
thing. I find you pompous, judgmental, and completely self-absorbed. Would you be my
friend? Onto a Windows Vista machine.
You would think.
You'd think there'd be no problem.
How could there be a problem with that? Problem?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Directory permissions with config.msi directory, blah, 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 blah.
This is Tech Talk.
Yes, it is. This is Tech Talk. You are listening to WRLR 98.3 LPFM.
I'll take your word for it.
Dave, that is Dave Sparky Saganaki sitting across the table
here
from me.
That's Michael Tech Talk Kassler over there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, I know that I say this every single week, but it really seems true to me every week that this is going to be a great show. We're just going to have a phenomenal show today. I'm really excited about what we've got going on, who we've got coming in. It's just going to be fantastic. We're going to start off a court.
And who are you excited for? Excited for the listeners. That's who we're excited for.
You know what? I'm not going to refer to them as the listeners anymore. I'm just going to say America. I'm just going to, you know... America is going to be treated today.
That's kind of limiting. You know, we have international listeners.
Oh, you know, absolutely. No offense. I know Lou in Australia, of course.
Oh, yeah, Lou. You know? Mr. Summertime Lou in Australia right now.
And actually, we do have a good number of listeners. I've gotten emails from England and Germany and Australia and all over
so
the place.
So instead of the America, you're going to have to say the world.
The world. The world is listening. We
and
are
happy
live.
Holidays to the world. By
yes,
the way.
Yes.
However you celebrate this time of year, it's all wonderful, and we're happy to have you, and we wish you the best.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a bright and beautiful Christmas season here in the Chicagoland area. If you're around here, I know
this area looks like a winter wonderland with the recent dumping of white stuff.
It really does, and I, you know. Had a blast yesterday. It took me about an hour or so to shovel out. You know, of course, my good buddy Dave thieved my
you bugged me all summer to take this snowblower.
I begged him. Yeah. I begged him. I said, please, please take this thing. Please. It's huge. It's enormous. I can't use it. What am I going to use it?
In my shed, yeah. Yeah. The snow hasn't been that bad. Who cares? You know, I don't have that much to shovel.
And, I'm Mr. Fitness. I'm like, come on. I'm young. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I want to do this thing. And
and so it's this huge orange snowblower.
Yeah.
It's like driving a school bus when you use it.
See, and I think I fired it up once in the entire time that I owned it, and that was during the summer. That was when there was no snow. I just wanted to see if it worked.
Yeah.
So, and I probably even this snowfall, which is the largest snowfall that we've had since we moved into our new house. Anyways, I still don't think I would have tried to get it out of the shed and fire it up. I probably still would have been down there shoveling. So.
Yeah.
So, but I'm glad that it worked well for you. So that was a good thing.
And this was a wet, heavy snow. It was kind of at the limits of that snowblower's capabilities, but it was great.
Yes, yes. Did I mention where our guests were today? We're going to have Jay Garman, of course, Geek Trivia. He's going to answer last week's question and come up with a new one for us. So we're excited about that.
Fascinating questions, always intriguing.
Yeah.
Get you know, they're like appetizers for greater knowledge.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not going to have as much time to talk to him this week as we will next week. I really want to talk to him and spend a few minutes with him, finding out what's going on with the startup that he was involved with, ViewPal, and see what's up with that or what's down with that, because I've heard it's not doing so well. And we'll get some insight from him, but probably not this week, because not only do we have the usual Jay Garman wonderfulness on the show, but immediately thereafter is going to be Perry Aftab. You may have heard of her here or there. She is a cyber. She's actually one of the founders of the whole concept of cyber law, and she's got her own blog. She's was involved with CIPA, the Child Internet Protection Act. I mean, she's just like, she just knows all this incredible stuff. She's a lawyer. She's got internet safety, internet security. She's hooked in with McAfee and has just got some fantastic Christmas holiday shopping internet safety and security tips for us. And I'm really excited to see where that conversation takes us. And immediately thereafter, our cool sites of the week this week are going to be a guest cool site listing from
a very nice guest, a very important guest.
Absolutely. We're really excited about this. Stephanie Zimmerman, better known to you as The Fixer. And she's The Fixer in the Chicago Sun-Times.
And she's a consumer advocate. And not just in a general way, in very specific ways. People write to her with their problems, and she sorts them out and fixes them.
That is exactly right. That's exactly what she does. And she's all over the place, and I actually hooked in with her through Twitter. And so she's got a Twitter account that's CST_TheFixer. So you can find her there, and I'll give some more information to when we get there to the end of the show. And we're giving out those, so you want to stay tuned in for that. I don't want to waste any more time, though. I want to get right into things here. So we're going to bug Jay Garman right away and see if we can get him online.
Jay, we love Jay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. He's got a different view of the world. He does.
You know, he just seems just like me. I have it's us geeks have to stick together, I guess. Yeah. And when he talks, I hear, and it all links and cooks and makes sense to me.
Hello.
Good morning.
Jay. Hello,
good morning. Jay, can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Jay. We've got problems.
Mr. Jay, are you there?
We have problems this morning.
I got you now, fellas.
Oh, there good. He is. Oh, yeah. I was halfway under the table already. I was like, oh my gosh, they pulled plugs out.
The
I don't know what.
Flop sweat was starting to flow.
Oh man, I'm thinking, no, you're gonna make me talk this morning. Come on, that's why I have regulars, so that I don't have to pretend to know anything. Man.
Let us pretend to know things.
That's right. It works so much better that way, I've found. Well, hey, we're happy to connect and have you on. Jay, this is...
Welcome to the show. Happy holidays, Jay.
Yeah, did you
back
guys...
Back at you, fellas.
Did you guys get hammered with that Midwestern storm, or did St. Louis kind of sneak right under the radar?
We missed most of it. We got a very light dusting of some ice and about a quarter inch of snow, but we have enough salt here, I think, to make the world's largest margarita, so totally fine.
Send some up here. There's a shortage. It's terrible.
Yeah, actually, it's true. Yeah. It's true. We've got enough tequila, though, to keep us through February.
A trade.
Awesome.
I think we can work something out. Well, I can hear the kids screaming in the background there.
They're upset that I'm on the phone and not playing with them.
Oh man. Well, I don't want to keep you for too long. We've got a tight schedule today anyways. So we'll help each other out here and see what we can do with getting right to some trivia. I was telling listeners that next week though, we'll set aside some special time, some J time, just to see what's happening and catch up with life in Louisville and how things going down there with the recent events and so on. But we'll say that
you just couldn't get any guests next week, could you?
Get them, Jay.
I feel like I'm running in place here. I'm hustling. I'm I'm trying my best, and I just get the knees shot out from me every time.
It's not personal. You're just in the crosshairs.
I understand. That's quite all right. You forget. I know where you work and live now. So
this is true.
So well, anyways, let's catch up with last week's question. You had a good question for us. Why don't you refresh that one?
As always.
Yeah.
Well, my question was, we're all, us web surfers, familiar with a 404 error, mm-hmm. which in webland means page not found, usually because a webmaster has done something he's not supposed to, like not pay his bill. to the hosting service. But my question was, what did a 404 error mean on the Apollo guidance computer, which was, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, the first major use of integrated circuitry in computing. Unlike contemporary space technology, which is usually about two generations behind, so it's very tried and true and hardened and whatnot, Apollo computer was the most advanced computer ever built when they put people's lives in its hands. So that's sort of like saying I'm trusting my life to Windows 1.0.
Yeah. and then to get a 404 error, which in web parlance means, you know, page not found.
Right.
So what was the actual answer to that? What would it mean if you got a 404 error?
It means spacecraft not found, actually. what it really was, because these were octal numbers, it referred to a failure of what was effectively the sextant on either the lunar landing module or the command module. They both ran the same computer, so there were two of these computers, and they both plugged into some of the same equipment, and they had an alignment optical telescope, which was like an old sailor sextant, and it determined where the spacecraft was by looking for one of six constellations. And a 404 meant it couldn't find any of the six. So the spacecraft had no idea where it was. Which probably meant that you were you had turned yourself around very, very badly to the point where the telescope was facing, let's say, the moon.
Yeah.
And blocking the whole sky. It was a very, very bad error.
Yeah.
And luckily they never suffered it.
Oh man.
That's good news.
Man. Yeah, that is good. That is good. That's definitely not something you want to see as you're cruising around up there. You know, that's when you cue the David Bowie and
I think David Bowie
which
came
is always
after
a method
that.
Of last resort.
Yes. Oh, excellent. I did not get an answer. Although Fitbird viewings or Customer Jones, we did have some confusion on our emails. Where you know what people? This is something that happened too earlier today with the fixer as well. When we were sending emails back and forth, is if you're sending an email to techtalk@wrlr.fm and it comes back to you with some kind of error or whatever, it could be because of URLs that you've got in the email. For some reason, and I don't know why this is.
Ah, spammy.
That domain.
Spammy URLs?
Yeah. That domain is kicking back legitimate emails. And so if you do have that problem, send me an email without the URLs, and we'll work out some way for you to get me the information and the comments and so on. So if anybody did send an answer and they had a whole bunch of URLs attached to it, I apologize. I probably just didn't get it. So go ahead. You can also Twitter me if that's happening. If you direct message, Twitter me on we're TechTalkWRLR on Twitter.
Very convenient.
Yes, easy to remember. Well, that was a really fun one. Do you have you got something good for us this? Oh, I know you have something good for us this week. We just have to find out what it is.
Well, this one's going to go out to all the Seinfeld fans.
Oh boy!
Which I think there might be a few in.
He was on Letterman.
Audience.
I was just saying, beautiful timing. He just came back on for his first stand-up gig in 2 years, wasn't it?
I don't know. He was on Letterman last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, back in 1994, the sitcom Seinfeld, actually I think it was like December 18, 1994, but don't hold me to that date, episode called The Strike aired, which introduced all of us to a fake holiday called Festivus.
Oh, yes.
The festival for the rest of us.
I like it already.
And so Seinfeld and his sitcom are credited for inventing this holiday, except they didn't.
Really?
Festivus it actually predates Seinfeld by like over 20 years.
Huh.
It was a holiday actually celebrated by a group of people that the Seinfeld writing staff later discovered and incorporated into the show. So the question for next week is, what is the true origin of the holiday Festivus?
Wow. Now, did they celebrate it in the same manner with the pole and...
With the pole and the feats of strength and the airing of grievances, the whole spiel.
Wow. That is... That is shocking to me. I had no idea.
That's going
to
be great. I love this question.
And wonderfully holiday themed too. Yeah. We've got a great holiday themed show actually. It wasn't even all that intentional. It's all coming together. It's
synergy.
Yes.
Jay, you come up with such great brain teasers. Earlier I said that you come up with appetizers for greater knowledge.
Wow, I'm going to steal that completely from you.
I like that. I like that. Well, and Jay has got also, too, I want to say one of the best written two-paragraph bios I've ever seen. I'm really excited about getting it up on the website. I haven't done it yet. I'm going to create a regulars page because we've got, Mark Beer comes on frequently. We've got, Dave and myself, Jay.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people we've got that come on a regular basis and I think deserve a little bit of web space so that people can find them somewhere else and see what we look like.
This is what we're all about. We want people to find our guests.
Yeah,
so, I've got to have my knowledge out there for my audience. I am adored by dozens. So
really, that many?
Well, I'm related to that many.
Oh man!
Well, you're certainly adored by us. And as I said earlier, we're happy to have you with us as part of the holiday season.
Always.
Well, I really enjoy doing it, and I will keep working for these wages. Don't worry about it.
That's really good news. Yeah.
There may be a percentage bonus in your in your stocking this year. So.
Well, someone the other day threatened to pay me in Chrysler stock, and I said, I'll just work for free. It's safer.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember, you can't buy fame.
That's true.
It's exactly the well. I'm not even going to go into the Blagojevich thing.
Let's not wade into that cesspool
again. Exactly. Well, hey, thank you again. As always, have an incredible Christmas. I think it's going to be a nice, very white Christmas season for most of the Midwest. So should be enjoyable. And with kids, how can you not have a great holiday season?
They make it fun for you.
That's it. Yeah, whether you want it to be or not.
And it doesn't matter how bad. Yeah. It doesn't matter how
they're going to ram that joy right down your throat.
It doesn't matter how bad the weather is. Jay is like our Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He guides us through.
He guides us through the geeky winterland. And
hinterland.
Wow. That may be the most circuitous superlative I've ever been given.
We're
not a complaint. I'm just you guys amaze me at least as much as you claim I amaze you.
Well, I'm happy to have that honor. And we're flailing badly here. I should probably cut this off, play us some spots, and bring us into our next segment, and hopefully things will improve.
You guys have a good holidays, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Wonderful. You too. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Bye-bye.
What a great question.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Festivus.
Yeah. And where did Festivus come from?
Where did it really come from? Yeah. And don't say Seinfeld, because it didn't.
20 years before.
Didn't. That's right. Yeah. Well, hey, we are going to play some spots. When we come back, you are listening to Tech Talk on WRLR 98.3 LPFM in Round Lake Heights. But when we come back, we're going to be listening and talking with Perry Aftab, Internet Security and Safety Expert. So stay tuned.
Come on back.
WRLR 98.3 FM.
The Marcus Gurney Cinema in the Gurney Mills Shopping Mall, 6144 Grand Avenue in Gurney. For movie showtimes and advance tickets, their website is www.marcustheaters.com or the phone number is 847-855-9940. The Marcus Gurney Cinema can host your private party, has 20 movie screens, and accommodations for the disabled. Marcus Gurney Cinema creates magical movie memories.
The Lake County Journals cover what matters most to you. Local news, sports, weather, and entertainment are in print each week and updated often online at lakecountyjournals.com. You can look to both to find out more about your community and your neighbors. At lakecountyjournals.com, there are interactive videos and photo galleries, or even a place to post your comment about a story. Lake County Journals and lakecountyjournals.com, your life connected.
All the hits.
All the hits.
Hi, this is Jeff Davis.
And Zane Adams inviting you to join us every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock as we listen to all the hits, the greatest rock and roll hits of three decades.
The 60s, 70s, and 80s, and we remember Chicagoland's two great top 40 radio stations that brought you all those hits. The Big 89 WLS.
And Big 10 Super CFL.
Saturday mornings, 11 o'clock, it's all the hits right here, 98.3 WRLR.
All the hits.
All the hits.
Yes.
Boy, that's fun.
I love that. Control Machete. You know, just can't beat Control Machete for just some hardcore.
Or for a scary name.
Good interstitial. Yeah. And yeah, they've
interstitial?
Got that, interstitial music. Yes.
I don't know what interstitial.
And you call yourself a radio? No, I'm not.
I'm not. I happen to have wound up in this situation, but that doesn't mean I know anything.
Interstitial music is the music that you play in between speaking bits, and you usually what you do is you walk in on it, you know, and then you roll it on down as you start talking into the thing. So that's interstitial music. Right. You know, we're here to help. We're here to educate. And I actually, you know what, I've been thinking, in fact, that I really want to reach out to some of the podcasts that I listen to on a regular basis and see if we can get some of those people on to talk about doing podcasts. I think that would be of interest to some of the listeners and how you do this. And of course, I'll have to start.
People at the station, a lot of people at the station always ask about doing podcasts.
Doing podcasts on. And I was just thinking, too, of, you know, letting people know about these shows. And what I was going to title it was Shows That Are Better Than Ours. for you to listen to.
Gosh, that's a narrow category.
Well, yeah, that is part of the problem.
Gosh,
isn't it?
Where are we going to find those?
I
might be a little too limiting.
I beat myself, and then Dave just piles right on with it.
No,
not at all. All right. Well, hey, let's get a hold of Perry Aftab. Now, one of the things we got to do here is this is one of those crazy conference call things that we're doing again.
Yeah.
And I want to warn Dave. You know, they're going to be
Welcome to Conference
they're going
America.
To be
for security purposes, please enter your passcode followed by the pound sign.
Oh, I hope this works here.
Me too. And you know, it's a great time of year to be talking about security. The holidays and all, we're all doing online shopping and
has been confirmed.
Yeah.
Please wait while you are joined.
Absolutely.
Are they going to do a retina scan?
Good morning. You're on Tech Talk, Ms. Aftab?
Yes.
Ah, fantastic. We've got my heart was in my throat. I as Dave likes
Ta-da!
To say, the flop sweat was flowing. We were concerned. Were we going to make this connection? Welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you on. We've been looking forward to this. You know, I've been trying desperately to give a really good intro to you, but I think you're probably going to be better off if I let you talk. Tell us who you are. For people that don't know and haven't run into you, I'm sure that they've run into some of the things that you've been involved with, and it would be great to hear a couple seconds about what you're about.
Sure. Well, the thing I'm about right now is working with McAfee as their family internet safety advisor to help McAfee bring the power of their technology and expertise to consumers and to make sure that they understand what consumers and families need. So I'm marrying my years of experience in the field as having founded and running the world's largest internet safety charity and being an internet privacy and security lawyer with the power of McAfee's technology and expertise. So you're going to be seeing a lot of different things coming out of McAfee these days, from great blogs and family safety centers to some really interesting content with our partners and some new technology as well.
Excellent, excellent. And you mentioned the largest safety charity, and I think that's Wired.
WiredSafety.org.
Wired.
We are the world's largest internet safety charity. We are run entirely by unpaid volunteers operating around the world on anything that can go wrong to anyone on the internet.
Mm. And if you go there, I know I visited the site myself, and there's just a tremendous breadth and depth of information for home users and for anyone that's involved with the internet in any way, not only protect yourself, but of course to protect our children and the schools and so on. So I would definitely want to point people to that. That's a really great resource for people.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And we've got kind of a Christmas-themed or at least holiday-themed show. This is a time of year when people are getting more and more involved with the internet, especially putting their personal information, putting their credit cards, putting their financial everything out there in order to try and beat Santa Claus to the front door. And I know that you've got some really good information to share with us, and we'll also talk too about some of the resources that McAfee has available. I think in the clip that I got, you said something about the 12 tips of Christmas safety.
It's the 12 scams of Christmas.
Oh, the 12 scams.
Sing them. But
I had it backwards. It's not it's the 12 scams. So.
I'm sorry. Well, we've got the charity phishing scams these days. So a lot of us are cutting back on our Christmas shopping for others and deciding that we're going to help the people who really need help. And the charities have figured that out and are sending out solicitations looking for our donations this Christmas. It's also very hard on them as Wall Street and a lot of the big corporations are cutting back and they're losing their other kinds of funding. They're looking to us as individuals. So a lot of legitimate charities are reaching out, and fortunately the bad guys have figured that out as well. So they may masquerade as the Red Cross or another charity that you might support or you like and send you an email solicitation. And it's really a fish. It'll look just like their site, but when you put in your credit card information or your PayPal information, it's going to the coffers of the bad guys, not the good guys.
That's despicable.
We're also seeing a lot of email banking scams. Now, 95% of us are spending a lot less money these days and buying fewer holiday gifts. So a lot of the scammers are also running short on the money scams that they've had. So they're reaching deeper and coming up with anything they can, typical phishing, pretending to be your bank, pretending to be PayPal, pretending to be a site where you have banking information, telling you that if you don't log in now, it looks like there was some type of security break-in and someone's going to get it. When you log in, you're giving them the information they need to break in.
So they're hitting you with you're already a little bit worried, a little bit afraid in these tough times that, and hearing all of the information about how you can be scammed and taken advantage of on the internet, and then you get one of these emails that's saying, hey, you did get hurt or hit on your PayPal account, and then you go in and put in all your information and bang, now you really did.
Exactly. And con artists have always learned over the years that they need to appeal to our greed or our fears. And all of us are fearful these years about our money and keeping our jobs. And because of that, we tend to react pretty quickly if someone tells us that it's at risk.
Yep.
Then we've got the typical one, holiday e-card. Someone's sending you a holiday e-card, you click on it, and you're downloading a lot more than just the holiday wishes of your friends. Fake invoices. Someone sent you a gift, but they didn't include enough postage. We're UPS, we're FedEx, we're somebody else, customs. You need to send us $5 in your credit card information so that we can get it delivered to you. Or you bought something and we couldn't deliver it, there was a problem, please put in your credit card information again.
Now, I've seen that one. I actually have gotten copies of that one, and it looks, on the surface, very legitimate. You take a look, and especially this time of year, I'm not the only one buying things online in my house. I don't know, maybe my wife purchased something and didn't put enough in. It's a very seemingly believable email to receive.
Absolutely. And I'm buying a lot on eBay for Christmas, little things, not very expensive on their own, like an old book or something else. And there are a whole bunch of things I'm expecting, and I'm not tracking them to know whether it's legitimate or not. Mm-hmm. I think we're all in that boat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we reach out over the holidays to our families and friends, we're reaching out on sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and a lot of places, finding people we haven't spoken to since high school. And a lot of them are saying, hey, you've got a new friend. It's me. Do you remember me? You may or may not. It's kind of embarrassing to say you don't remember somebody from middle school or high school. So you accept them. And once you accept them, you're accepting anything it is that they're sending to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, looking for Santa, fun, you know, screensavers and things, little animated cute things to show the kids. We've got those, holiday Christmas trees, free wallpaper for your computer, ringtones. That is a typical scheme used. People are expecting to accept a download. It's small sites they wouldn't be looking to normally for brands, and they're downloading a lot more than they counted on.
Yep. Yeah, and that's another thing that that happens a lot too. I know one recent scam I've been seeing through our email as well is it looks like a an informational message from Microsoft or some other site, and it has links on it that says if you don't want to receive these anymore, click here. And and now I showed my wife that if you hover over the link, it'll show you that it's actually not a link to Microsoft. It's a link to some website out in Russia, and we fortunately never clicked through, so I don't know where exactly it takes you and what damage it could do to your computer, but yeah, you have to be really careful with these link throughs and these connections and things like that. You always want to be very aware that what people present is not necessarily what they actually are.
Absolutely, and the damage those can do if you're on a dial-up, although many of us aren't on dial-ups anymore, there's still a number who are, especially unsophisticated surfers, and it may actually change your phone service when you dial into those numbers on a dial-up.
Yes, yeah, I had heard about this. I'm not on a dial-up anymore, but even if you just have a modem hooked up to your computer still with a phone line, that it will begin calling out these long distance and 900 numbers and charging your phone bill.
Or what they call slamming as well, to actually changing your long distance carrier.
Right.
Wow.
Now, when you go to Starbucks and you're looking for your eggnog latte, coffee shop cyber criminals, they sit there trying to get into your computers when you're using the free Wi-Fi there, or at a hotel when you're traveling and maybe you're going away with a family over the holidays and you're using Wi-Fi at your hotel. There are a lot of guys who are around there just watching for you to open up your computer so they can get in and get the stuff they want.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
That's even assuming that you've used the right Wi-Fi connection. I know another scam I've seen is people will set up a Wi-Fi connection. Let's say you're at a Marriott. It'll be called Marriott _ Wi-Fi or something like this, but it's not. It's actually their router, and they get full control over all the data information that's passing through.
Absolutely. Or they'll say free hotel access, and you think it's great because you're now avoiding the $10 that Marriott might charge you. And a lot of people are doing that intentionally, knowing it's somebody else but thinking it must be safe.
Yep.
Now, none of us change our passwords when we're supposed to. We know the rules, and we're going to, you know, complicated numbers, letters, symbols, all these things that none of us can remember without a sticky sheet posted on our forehead. But we tend to use the same passwords all the time.
Yep.
So if they can get you to sign in for free whatever, they know that you could use the same login and password that you may be using at your bank or at your MySpace or Facebook account, and it's real easy to take over your ID once they have that.
Yep. Yeah.
Fraud at auction sites. All of us are on eBay looking for bargains, and there's all kinds of fraud there. And a lot of people who say they've got good feedback, they do, but how many of us click to see if that feedback's about the fact that they just bought 500 $1 items from someone else as a buyer versus they're now trying to sell you a car?
Yeah.
You know, you can tell how many of these I've been caught in. And a lot of people will open attachments if it's holiday themed. So even though they wouldn't normally, if it comes to you with happy holidays, they somehow let down their guard thinking that it's, you know, goodwill towards men. Unfortunately, it's not always.
And, you might, and they might be partaking of holiday spirits as well.
Yeah. Hey, we need to get you guys to work with McAfee far more often. You're funny.
Oh,
and smart. That's... I don't usually find guys who are funny and smart. So.
Well, thank you very much.
We need to hang out.
You obviously haven't spoken to us or listened to many of our shows.
Last two, I promise. Online identity theft. You know, we're all looking for the Wii Fit. We're all looking for these things nobody can get.
Yep.
And somebody puts up an ad that you can find on the internet on Craigslist or any place else that promises you something at a better price than anyone else can get it, and something's in stock that you can't buy. And so you go there and you're trying to trust somebody who isn't trustworthy. And laptops. This is something that really surprised me. One in 10 laptops are stolen in the United States. One in 10. And only 3% of them are ever recovered. So if you're out there, keep an eye on it. If you're at a party, lock it up somewhere. I was actually at a huge event in Paris with UNESCO, with the head of Interpol and the head of the FBI and the head of Department of Justice on cybercrimes. And all of us left our backpacks, purses, and computers at the coat check at UNESCO at a penthouse party. And all of us lost everything. My wallet was stolen.
Kidding.
Their laptops were stolen. So you need to recognize that there's a lot on there you don't want to lose. And in these days, who can afford another $2,000 laptop?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We didn't know that was you.
Yeah. But for a small fee.
The hard drives have been wiped, but we can give the stuff back
to you. Yeah, yeah. Wow, I had no idea that it was that high. Now, I know that there's been some recent stories about people getting their laptops back by creative use of technology, where they use the webcam to automatically, you know, upload pictures to the internet. And the crooks and thieves didn't realize this. And when they hooked into the internet, they automatically had their information put up and online. I know there's some solutions like that, but of course the best solution is just not to lose your laptop in the first place.
Not to lose it, and also don't drop it into a bathtub in excitement while you're sitting in bubble baths that smell like gingerbread. You know, we need to be a little cautious, but. You know, it's really hard, and everyone's looking for bargains, and everyone's busy, and we're trying to work extra hours so we keep the jobs we have. So we've turned to the internet more and more every year, and this year in particular, as we can only buy one gift, we need to make sure it's the right one, and that we get it for the best price and delivered in the right way. So how do you know what site to trust? And this is one of the main reasons I decided to sign on with McAfee. They have a tool, totally free. It's McAfee Site Advisor. And if you can go to McAfee, it's a free download, and it lays over your browser. Whatever browser you have, it'll work. And when you search Google or Yahoo or your favorite search engine, next to it will be a red, green, or yellow light, like a little icon, letting you know if that site is loading spyware and adware with their other downloads, or whether it's safe and secure, or whether they haven't looked at it, or they're not sure yet. So as you're going to buy. You look at your normal ways, the normal things that you search for, but use the Site Advisor as a plug-in to your browser, and you're going to know which site to buy from that's trustworthy.
Yep.
And that's a really valuable thing.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, and I want to mention, too, you know, if you're worried about downloading something else on your computer or you're not sure if this is really for you, you can actually just go to secureshopping.mcafee.com, and there's a place there. You can just type in what you're searching for, and it's all McAfee security approved sites, and that seems like a really cool way to go too. I like
it. And if somebody's got a website and they want that seal, it's very inexpensive. I was surprised. They keep an eye on every day. They ping that site and they determine how much spam you're sending out and what you're doing to make sure that you really are trustworthy.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, McAfee has got. I know you're somewhat involved with McAfee right now, and they've just got a ton of really great stuff going on. There's an area they can find with information that you specifically have put up. You've got a blog on there, and there's also too, if you like listening to podcasts and so on. This would have to fall into the shows that are better than ours category. The McAfee Audio Parasitics are also great to listen to if you're into the security stuff too. Now, in addition to all of this, I mean, you know, of course, these are a lot of things we have to be worried about. What other tips, general tips and tricks and so on, can you give to people that, you know, I mean, we've got to go online. You know, you've got to buy your stuff there. What are some general things that we can keep in mind to make sure that we don't get nailed with some of these bad scams?
Well, I don't want to sound like I'm pitching product because that's not my role with McAfee, but if you need a good security software suite, you need something that's going to block spam, it's going to block malware, pop-ups, all of the things you don't want, and to make sure that bad people and people you don't want to get into your system aren't getting into your system. So that's very important. You also want to make sure that you've got something that's going to secure the most important information and keep it from being deleted, and make sure that it is kept locked up when you need it. And the good thing is McAfee just reduced it, so it's a half-off deal on their suite right now. So if you're thinking about it, this is a good time to get it. So whether it's McAfee or somebody else, make sure you've got a good security suite from a reputable company who knows what they're doing. That's number one. Number two, you have to make sure that your kids understand the value of passwords. And the good thing is once we start teaching them, we might actually learn it ourselves. I've got teen researchers who work with me. They're called Teen Angels. They're part of the charity. And they did some research and determined that most of the teens and preteens come up with passwords based upon 20 questions. What's your middle name? What's your pet's name? What's the car you want to drive when you grow up? What's the year you're going to graduate from high school? What's your birth date? What's your best friend's name? What's your favorite movie? These kinds of things. And they use them all the time for their passwords. So even if they're not giving their password out to their best friend, and listen to this statistic, 85% of the elementary school students share their password with at least their best friend, and 70% of teens share it with at least their best friend or their boyfriend or girlfriend to prove that they're trustworthy. So kids who sit next to them in school for all those years can answer all those 20 questions on them, sure, and their accounts are only secure as that password.
Sure, yeah. You know, I want to put in one tip here for people that if you have that problem that all of us do, and of course as the years go by, it's more and more difficult to remember all of these crazy passwords that you're supposed to have. I rely and live with KeePass, which is a free piece of software. It'll store all of your passwords and encrypt them under one master password, and it's local to your desktop or to your flash drive. So you can carry it around with you, and that way have secure passwords that you don't have to worry about not remembering. They'll always be there with you.
That's wonderful. I know that McAfee and their security suite has something called Password Vault that can be very helpful too, so you don't have to write it on a sticky sheet and put it on your monitor or on the inside of your wrist.
Yes.
So the more we can do on teaching everybody the importance of password, I love that, you know, the free software you were talking about, the better they're going to be. And we need to remember that as excited as we are to meet old friends on Facebook or LinkedIn or wherever we are, we need to recognize that just as with our kids, there are going to be a whole bunch of people out there looking for information that maybe we don't want to share with our bosses, with our exes, with our insurance and mortgage companies and our banks. So we need to be a lot more careful about what we share and, you know, not let our hair down quite as often in public.
Yep. Yeah, that's and especially during the holiday season here, and everyone's got that spirit of giving and openness, and the assumption that that feeling is universal, and it may not be, unfortunately.
It may not, which is why they need to listen to your show a lot more often. I intend to. I like the things that you've come up with, and you know, we need to make this easy, so that all of us don't have to spend all of our time worrying about how to be secure on the internet. We should just be able to use it and enjoy it. And this should be security and safety and privacy online should be as simple as our looking both ways before we cross the street and locking our house and setting our burglar alarms if we have them and making sure that we don't leave our keys and our credit cards behind. And that's what we need to do. And you guys make it simple. You really make it fun and easy for those of us who are not techies by trade.
Well, I appreciate that. We certainly try, and I would definitely stand behind anyone listening to us more frequently, I think, as a good
hard to argue with your position, isn't it? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, I just before we close up here, which we're gonna have to bring it to an end here, because we've got actually some great Fixer approved sites from the Chicago Sun-Times columnist, the Fixer, who's gonna give us some great sites that are really really good for shopping this year. Now, I know you mentioned UNESCO, and you were appointed by them to head the online child protection efforts in the United States. And there's a lot of things I hear recently about FOSI and all that. Do you see any major changes occurring in the next, let's say the 100 days? You know, we've got...
Absolutely. You know, FOSI and I are both on that task force, that Attorney General MySpace task force, and there are only 20 or 24 of us on that, and everyone else is industry. So collaborations are where things are going. So a task forces with that are going to be run by the NTIA, probably the FTC. I'm seeing a lot of attorneys general who are looking at doing things like that. And we're seeing a lot of governmental agencies, a lot of other groups. And I'm going to actually pick up the phone and call Stephen and tell him that it's time that FOSSI and Wired Safety work more closely together. I mean, those of us who operated in silos for a long time can't do that anymore. We've been doing this in Wired Safety since 1995, a year and a half after the web was launched. It's a long time, and we've got a lot of information that we can share with others. And frankly, the problem's gotten so big that we can't work alone. And that's one of the reasons I signed on with McAfee. We need them to be part of the solution, and they're very interested in doing what they can to provide cyber safety information. We even have a cybersecurity mom now, Tracy Mooney, who's blogging, and she's a mom out of Chicago who got into some trouble with her own kids who are accessing things they weren't supposed to do. And McAfee turned around and said, you know, it's great that we can have the voice of moms who maybe aren't the experts in the world but know the questions to ask, and they brought me in to answer them.
Excellent. And as we talked earlier, I think it would be a lot of fun maybe to do a tag team with the both of you on, and we can discuss some of those. I've got some stories of my own with three children that I've shared on air here with people in the past, but could bear repeating perhaps to the embarrassment.
I think it'd be fun, and you know, you might be able to get some of your listeners to send in some questions so that we can actually answer them.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's a great idea. Well, you know, I've got to pull this to a close. As much as I hate to do it, we got to move on, and I cannot extend a gracious enough thank you to coming on and sharing such insightful and important information for our listeners.
And I can't wait to get all those shopping sites and tips, because I still have some more shopping to finish today. So I'll be listening intently.
Well, stay
tuned.
Thanks
a lot, guys. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Barry. Take care.
Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow.
It's just great.
Amazing. Amazing person.
Just great. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of the kids, how's my little writing buddies, Justin and
Natalie? We've got Jeff.
I'm always up for a ride with them.
Jeff Davis. From All the Hits is in the studio. He's asking me about how the kids are doing. He wants to get back on the ATV. We did some ATV riding over the summertime, and the kids are still talking about it. They want to do it even now that it's, a foot and a half deep in snow here and all that. So now, of course, Jeff is asking me these questions, but then when we start talking about it and it takes me longer on the show, then he starts getting a little anxious. Hey, come on, it's time for All the Hits. And of course, we know listeners call in with requests and so on. Don't call in for requests yet. All the Hits is not here yet.
After 11.
Rick is here. Yeah, yeah.
No call-ins today, Christmas show.
Oh, Christmas show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got the Christmas thing going
on. I saw a little bit of the script for the Christmas show. It's going to be wonderful.
There's a script.
Oh, yeah, he does.
There's a script.
Jeff.
Now you got me. I'm going to have to script things here.
No, Jeff does an incredible Christmas show.
Oh, wow, very nice. I'm looking through these.
The first time I heard his Christmas show, I was thoroughly amazed.
This is fantastic. This is some fantastic music. I'm looking at here. You got Mona Aboud. You don't hear that one too often. John Denver, the
Crystals,
Muppets,
the
Dan
Crystals,
Fogelberg.
Santa Claus is coming to town. All kinds of great stuff.
I do not see Death Cab for Cutie
or
Jonathan Colton.
That's beyond his focus.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'll listen then. No, it looks fantastic. People want to stay tuned in.
It's going to be a great show.
And, of course, as a reminder, too, you can always tune in to any show going on at the station live, either through justin.tv/WRLR. Go to techtalk.wrlr.fm. I've got links on the right-hand side. We've got a live online audio stream as well as the Justin TV thing going on. So you can always check that out. Well, hey, you know what we got to do, though, and here we go. I was just going to say, unfortunately, our Jazzler system is a complete mess, but it just came back to me, and so now I can actually do... That's, of course, our Cool Sights
sit back,
of the week.
Relax. Listen to the Cool Sights.
Cool Sights of the week, which we play that tune because typically we like to have free Cool Sights a week. Now, we actually have, I didn't get a chance to queue up some guest Cool Sight music, but we've got just great a guest contribution today from the Fixer, who is appears in the Chicago Sun-Times on Sundays, Mondays, and Fridays, and occasionally Tuesdays. So she is a busy, busy lady. Since 2005, she has saved readers $547,023 in refunds, credits, merchandise, services, bill adjustments, and the like.
And she goes against big corporations that often in very frustrating situations and helps resolve situations for individuals.
Oh, yeah. If you have not read her column yet, you definitely will want to pick it up. Take a look at it. It's always a lot of fun just to read.
Suntimes.com.
Go to Suntimes.com, and you can actually find her right there, and you can read some of the past columns and so on. It's really interesting just to see how she deals with these situations that all of us wind up in at one point or another, where you've just gotten really poor customer service. You've been stuck in a situation where you're not getting the deal that you were told you were going to get. And she's able to jump in there and help you out. She's got a little bit of leverage and pull that maybe the rest of us don't. But even without that, seeing how she does it makes a big difference for helping.
Yes.
So anyways, let's get right into some of the... Now, these are Fixer-approved Cool Sights of the Week for the holidays. And these are going to help you with some of your shopping. The first one, number one site that she wants to tell us about is Bargainist.com, www.bargainist.com. The Bargainist, the way they describe themselves is that they will find the best deals around on just about everything. From gadgets to clothes, you'll always read about the hottest bargains, sales, coupons, and freebies. And
that's a new one on me.
I had not heard of this either. Now, Stephanie's got a little anecdote that she had about how her family was going to Dick's Sporting Goods. They were going to buy some shoes. They were literally standing at the door with their coats on, and she ran back into the house, typed in the store's name into Bargainist, and saw that they had a $15 printable coupon available right then. She printed it out, saved herself $15 in less than a minute of
cool.
time. So very cool place to go and check out. Another one, similar kind of thing, gotadeal.com, www.gotadeal.com.
Might have heard of that one. I'm not sure.
Now, this has deals all year long. They're definitely worth checking out. The Fixer says that she ran into it because they had a lot of Black Friday shopping info, and she was really on top of that stuff. So take a look in there. Another one, same vein here, too, same kind of idea, is couponcabin.com.
That one I have heard of.
Oh, yeah. No, I hadn't heard of this one either.
Coupon Cabin.
Coupon Cabin. Now, I'm going to throw in, we're going to click to, she's got a couple of different other kinds here that are off the coupon and discount thing, but I want to throw in one of my own that I used literally... I want to say 2 days. There I go with the horse noises again. I know Dave's. I see Dave shaking his head. Good radio manner there, Mike.
No, I like it.
Outstanding.
I get a kick out of people making that noise on the radio. It cracks me up.
It just brings such a wonderful vision to everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that I want to tell people about is RetailMeNot.com.
I haven't heard of that one.
It is fantastic. I ran into it because I was buying a present for my wife online, and I got to the point where I was checking out, and it said, if you have a promotional coupon code, put it here. And just for fun and giggles, I went to Google and I typed in the name of the company, and I'm not going to say it on air because this is a present for my wife, the name of the company, promotional coupon code.
Right.
And lo and behold, what happened, but RetailMeNot.com came up as one of the links. I clicked through to it, and it has a whole list of coupons and discounts and things that are related to the store. And one of them was for new purchasers from this site, immediate 25% off. Just type in this code.
Yeah.
Clicked on it, typed it, well, we'll see. You know, typed it, bang, 25% off.
Oh,
I was ready to click the button there. That saved me, I don't know, it saved me a bunch of money. so I would recommend that one as well on top of that. Now, another. I've got two more here from Stephanie, the Fixer. She's got restaurant.com.
And heard of that one.
Yeah, no, this is a good place. I had known that they were a good place to get reviews on restaurants, information about restaurants, thing is like this, but not only that, she tells me that they have got gift certificates too. And also, restaurant.com has got big sales, so you never have to pay face value for the gift certificates. They recently had an 80% off sale.
Wow.
And this is like cash. I mean, if you're going to this restaurant, if you're going to put in, you're going to spend $20 on a couple of meals, well, you buy a $20 gift certificate and bang, it's like $4, $5. And,
cool.
It's
kind of like a Christmas present.
Yeah. You know, I've often thought about that too. I know a lot. I see that at restaurants. I see that at bookstores occasionally. Too, like even Borders and so on, where if you buy a gift card, they will give you 10% off the cost of the gift card, or they'll give you an additional gift card with another 10%. If you know you're going to buy there, why would you not buy the gift cards? You know, even if it's like, oh, you can't use it on this visit, okay, I'll just keep the books then. I'll buy the gift card, take it. Come back, turn around, walk out the door, turn around.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I don't know. Retailers are a little bit desperate, and we can use that to our advantage this year, I think, is the takeaway. And she's got one that is just a lot of fun here. It's called elfyourself.com, and it's for last-minute online Christmas cards. It's hilarious. I've done this myself. It's great. You actually upload a picture of yourself, your own head, and you go to elfyourself.com and you upload this picture of yourself, and it makes you into a dancing elf, dancing and singing and yeah, all this other good stuff.
Something you've always wanted.
Yeah. And I don't know why, but yeah, it really doesn't sound as funny as it actually is.
Oh, no, it is funny. I've seen it. I haven't actually gone and done it, but I've seen it. And it is very funny.
You should check it out. It's elfyourself.com. And I just want to say again, you can find more about the Fixer at suntimes.com. Just click on columns and then the Fixer. You'll be able to read past columns. You'll get great consumer tips. There's web links. She has just got a tremendous amount of great info on there. I'm hoping that we can maybe do kind of a regular thing with the Fixer and get her on here every once in a while to share some cool sites.
Great web
info and stuff. You can learn all about that there. And also, too, as I mentioned, you can follow her on Twitter. Just look for CST_TheFixer. And
cool.
We're on Twitter, Tech Talk, WRLR. We're also on the web, techtalk.wrlr.fm. And you should check us out there. We've got some great stuff coming up in the coming weeks, too. We're going to have, in the first weeks of 2009, we're going to have a breakdown of all the cool things that you're going to want to keep your eye on in the coming year. And that's going to come from Yahoo. Some of the top editors at Yahoo have agreed to come on the show, and they're going to talk to us about that. They must have heard about all the money that I put into the stocks and lost instantly. Thank you very much, Jerry Yang.
And since Jeff has such a tightly formatted show coming up, maybe we should make an extra effort to get off on time.
I thought you were going to say Jeff is so tightly wound that the only thing I do want to say is a shout out to Customer Jones, recommended and suggested the podcast only song of the week this week, which is going to be Chiron Beta Prime by Jonathan Colton. We're going to leave it playing right now as our outro. That's another radio term for you there, Dave.
Yeah, well, thanks. I know.
And stay tuned for Jeff Davis and Zane Adams with all the hits, a Christmas show of all the hits. And shout out and thanks, of course, to Perry Aftab and Jay Garman. And we'll be at you next week. Have a great week.
See ya. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. See you next week.
This year has been a little crazy for the Andersons. You may recall we had some trouble last year. The robot council had us banished to an asteroid that hasn't undermined our holiday cheer. And we know it's almost Christmas by the marks we make on the wall. That's our favorite time of year. Merry Christmas from Kyle.
I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. That's all the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before they...
Message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my soil and green. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.